Time now for Success Strategies with John Ellsworth, a program designed to help you achieve better control over your dairy business.
Oh, how the times have changed. Let's face it, the days of the handshake equals dairy loan are long gone. Actually, it's been that way for 25 years. I find it remarkable that some people think that old Bob down at the bank still exists. They simply told Bob what they needed, shook hands with him, and signed one sheet of paper before achieving access to unlimited loan amounts. At least that's how they remember the process. Was it truly that simple? I don't know, because I wasn't there. But what has changed? Here's a list of items that come to mind for me. The savings and loan debacle of the 1980s changed forever how banks were required to document and monitor their loans. The resulting sale of many assets for just pennies on the dollar greatly increased the level of outside auditor scrutiny. In turn, this boosted the amount of internal auditing that banks do in order to prepare for these outside auditors. Need a current example? How about the subprime mortgage mess? So, when your loan officer calls and asks for an item, don't think they're being a problem. He is simply attempting to keep you out of the problem loan category. We are being introduced to what seems like excessive documentation. Have you seen a set of loan documents lately? Most of them can be used to anchor a small boat. But what can you do in response? When you meet with your loan officer to complete your annual loan renewal or to request funds for a new project, show up with more than just your tax returns. How about a specific financial plan stating where you plan to take your business during the next 12 months or even 5 years? Provide them with solid, CPA-prepared, reviewed financial statements. These are an investment in the future of your business, not just an expense. I recently had a client who seemed surprised that his bank was requiring him to acquire CPA-reviewed financial statements as part of the loan approval process. He is claiming amnesia, but I assure you that I forewarned him that this date was coming back in 2002. His business and its related borrowing needs were growing. Thus, as for any other borrower, his reporting requirements had increased as well. Provide the bank with a projection of the next 12 months' cash flows for your operation. Give them a fair market value balance sheet that includes a detailed inventory report of your herd, feed inventory, and investment in crops. This reporting provides you and your banker with a clear picture of your current loans and where you plan to take your business. The client I mentioned earlier was right. This did represent a big change for him. However, as General Eric Shinseki, Chief of Staff for the U.S. Army, summed up in a recent quote, "If you don't like change, you're going to like your relevance even less." That's true for our industry as well. Move forward and make the needed changes today.
Thanks, John. You've been listening to Success Strategies with John Ellsworth. If you'd like to reach John, you may call him at Success Strategies Incorporated in Modesto, California at 209-988-8960 or visit his website at www.success-strategies.com.